DePaul possession. We're scoreless and 30 seconds in. Susie Dowdy on the drive, up with the left hand for two. One of the five seniors on the team. Dowdy gives the Tigers a 2-0 lead. 2-1 DePaul, a little more than 2 minutes in. Washington possession, Jenny Southworth. Out high to Jill Brandt on a right for Shell, the point guard. Initiates the offense with 15 on the shot clock. They reverse the ball. McFarland for Southworth. Down the lane and up for two. And the Bears take a 3-2 lead.
Don't see that very often. Southworth does not score very much.
And DePaul also goes to its bench. Gretchen Hale inbounding. For Lowe's for three, and Kaylee Lowe's knocks one down from the right side to give the Tigers a 5-3 lead. Gretchen Hale for Liz Bondi, left to the lane. One-on-one with Southworth, takes her down the lane. Outside to Hale, her jump good. Gretchen Hale from the top of the key, extends the lead to four. Halsey Ward, down low to Evans, baseline left, up for two. Power move there by Evans, only the second basket of the game for Washington.
Evans is so strong, she can get open when she wants. The question is whether she finishes or not, which Susie Dowdy does right there.
And Dowdy taking it right to the basket in transition, 9-5 to Paul, 10-35 to play. Susie Dowdy, left of the lane for DePaul. Bounce pass, Fernandez finds a cutting Bondi for two.
Nice movement without the ball there for Bondi.
These teams seem to know each other really well. Haven't had many uncontested looks in this game. 8:40 to play in the half. DePaul possession, Bondi at the foul line, jump is good. 6-point lead for DePaul as Bondi connects.
That's right there, that's respect. McFarland can't come up on Bondi because she's so fast and go by her. She asked the player about halfway. Saw Debbie Bruin for Mary Washington had the same problem yesterday.
Cruising for Bondi. DePaul by four. Bondi makes it six. In the lane, Bondi connects. She's got six, and it's 15-9. Looks like a 2-3 zone for Washington. Now McGonigal for Hale. Gretchen Hale for Gwen Hale at the top of the circle. Back to Gretchen. Her three is good. And that time they hit the outside shot deep in the shot clock.
But Wash U is going to give them that. That's why DePaul needs to establish something down low. This is the same recipe for success that Wash U used the last few weeks.
They inbound to Prusin. She attacks the basket. 10-foot jump good. Mid-range jumper that time working for DePaul. 20-16, 4:25 to play. And Prusin misses a three from the left. Rebound right to Marshall for two.
That's the one problem, though, out of the 2-3 zone. There are no man-to-man responsibilities in order to check out people off the offensive boards so people can come strolling through the lane like happened there and get an easy putback.
Low sideline left. Bounce pass. Nice look. Fernandez, rather Marshall for two. 24-18, DePaul by 6, 2:25 to play. 2 seconds, turnaround, forced, and missed. And that's the end of the first half. A defensive struggle in the first half of play at Blake Arena. Your score at halftime, DePaul 24, Washington 20. Both these teams held considerably below what they normally score. The first 20 minutes of basketball complete in the national championship game. 12 on the shot clock, outside to Dowdy. Moves right. Dowdy right of the lane. Down low Bondi. Nice feed. Marshall layup good. Looking at another double-double, and there's a steal. And it's Prusin racing in the front court. One-on-one to the rim and in. 8-point lead for DePaul. 2.5 minutes in second half. 28-20 DePaul. 16-20 to play. Second is good. She's got 5 points. This is the largest the lead has been. DePaul 29, Washington 20. National championship game, number 9 ranked DePaul Tigers. Champs of the SCAC trying to bring home a national title. Which inbounds here, and inbounds it to Prusin. Sideline right, across the lane for two. 31-20 DePaul, 15 and a half minutes to play.
Chance now to get this up to 13 with a couple of foul shots here.
And her first is good. 32-20.
5 minutes without scoring for Wash U.
DePaul 32, Washington 22. On the dribble. Outside to Kaylee Lowe's. On her left, Hale. For three, she hits.
Well, if they get that going, they've tried all game. If they get that going, they can put a dagger in this right off the bat if they start getting hot from outside the arc.
35-22, Gretchen Hale for three. She's got eight. DePaul possession. Could make this 15 or 16 here. Gwen Hale to Bondi at the foul line. Jump good. 15-point lead. Bondi connects. 37-22.
I'll see if Washington can step up. They're going to try to trap out of here.
Dowdy for Prusin to fall possession. Bondi in the corner. Lowe's three is good.
And they make him pay for it, too. Over-rotated the trap and then found the wide open spots in the corner. And they've had not very good three-point shooting, but now when they've needed it, they've gotten it, and they've gotten this working margin of about 11.
Bondi at the foul line. Kick out. Dowdy takes the three down the lane. Cross court to Prusin, outside to Dowdy. Bounce pass inside Marshall. Up for two. 42-29, 9:15 to play.
Marshall caught McFarland playing too aggressively, going for the ball. Spun her back the right way and laid it up for two.
Washington possession. Ward backs up for three, knocks it down, and makes it a 10-point game. Washington will inbound, trailing 42-32, looking for offense. They go to Ward for three. She hits.
Well, there it is.
Moves right, cut off to McFarland at the foul line. Jump over Bailey is good. 5-point game. Tough shot for McFarland. Bondi, an answer block. Blocked by McFarland, who knocks her down. Here comes Washington, trailing by five. 6:50 to play. Shell for McFarland. Foul line, jump good. Hands to Ward. Backs up, doesn't have the shot. Bounce pass. Parker open, layup good.
Great.
Four in a row for Wash U.
Ward is a three-point shooter, now a threat. So everybody's running at Ward, a three-point shooter, allowing Parker to get free in the middle. Now they can go back inside. They don't need the threes as much.
Bound tip, Marshall's got it. Back comes DePaul. Prusin with 5:25 left. She's out there with Dowdy, Marshall, Bondi, and Lowe's. And it's Lowe's from the corner for three. Hits. 45-41 DePaul, 5:13 to play. Into Ward. Her three is good. Another one for Ward, and it's a one-point game. Ward's got 14 off the bench. Bondi matched up with Parker. Wing left, backs her down. Bondi in the lane. Kick out to Lowe's. 15 on the shot clock, moves left. Lowe's looking for Prusin. Backs it out, gives to Prusin. Her three, good!
Boy, a tough shot to settle for, about a 24-footer straight away, and a four-point lead now for the Tigers.
DePaul by four with the ball, 3:15 to play. Dowdy driving, scooping, and scoring. 50-44, the senior coming through. She's got seven. Susie Dowdy shoots it at 82%. It's a one and one, and she makes the first. Seen point guards step up in national championship games before. And Dowdy two for two. The senior gives her team a four-point lead with a minute 55. Cassie Prusin is a 67% shooter. She makes the first. 53-50, Washington timeout. Coach Day wants to make her think it over. Free throw good. 54-50 to Paul, 30 seconds. One more for Cassie Prusin. Free throw up and good. 55-52. Washington needs a three with 17 seconds. Here's Shell across midcourt. On the dribble at the top of the circle with 12. Moves left for Ward. Ward bottled up. Ward with eight. Ward to the sideline. Ward dribbling around. Backs up. Fakes, fires. No call. Ball tipped loose. Washington's got it. Parker up. And that's it. No good. And time has run out. The DePaul Tigers have won the national championship. 55-52, they celebrate at center court.